are now listening to the Serious Growth Podcast with your host, Leo Costa Jr.
Tell me when this bitch is on. This bitch is on? I'm so fucking happy to be here today. Oh, God. I'm giddy. What the fuck? The time I go on this program, I get a God. Okay, shut up, Leo. I'm giddy. Kara, look that up before I go on. Giddy. I'm giddy. I'm 68. Wait a minute. I'm 66, not 68. I'm so giddy, I don't give a shit if I'm 68 or 66. I'm giddy.
Having a sensation of whirling and a tendency to fall or stagger. It says having a sensation of whirling or a tendency to fall.
Stop. I'm having a sensation of
whirling
and a tendency to fall
or stagger.
I'm way beyond giddy then. Giddy up, motherfuckers. Man. Today is a good day.
I'm feeling excited to the point of disorientation.
There it is. That's the one I'm feeling. Why am I feeling that way today? I've been frustrated already to a degree. I mean, I'm pissed off. Maybe it's my Roman philosophy that I'm listening to, learning how to be more stoic. Stoicism. You know, a lot of that stoicism philosophy, I urge you serious growthers out there, you should really check that out. It's pretty amazing how it's so similar. Stoicism, in many ways, is so similar to the life that serious growthers live and the journey that we go on. I can totally relate. Makes me feel good. Makes me feel like I'm on the right path. I've mentioned it before, but I tell you that the mark of excellence is in anything is that it stands the test of time. It's still relevant. I mean, I'm listening to stuff on Audible. For those of you that want to go listen to something, I've listened to a few books now, but the one I'm listening to right now is called Think Like an Emperor. And it's, again, but the common theme here is I've sort of fallen into this stoicism and that philosophy. Wow. So similar to the commitment that people that follow that and the commitment to the people that follow serious growth training. I'm serious about that. And as I mentioned, I'm giddy as shit.
All right, let's take a quick break so I can tell you about our product.
Do you want a bone-crushing grip? Good, because you're gonna get one with the amazing new TRS Gripper. It's a progressive grip builder with longer handles and a special ergonomic design that's like a dozen hand grippers in one. Start off easy and work your way up to quickly build your grip strength from wet noodle to pulverizing. The package includes a video from the world-famous strength coach, Dr. Russ Horine, the man who worked with Leo Costa to help bring you big beyond belief in the Bulgarian power burst. Dr. Horine shows you a simple and easy to follow workout plan that takes just minutes a day right from in front of your TV set if you want. So click on the link below and let's get started building you a stronger, firmer, bone-crushing grip.
Today I felt so good. In my training session, I felt like I was on drugs. And I mean like the real shit. Unbelievable. Strong. I mean, really strong. I mean, I kicked out, just so you get an idea. And again, mind you, I am 66. I'm not using it as an excuse, but I'm not 40. And I was cranking out T-bar rows with 225 pounds, eight sets of eight. And I did that, those eight sets of eight, and probably seemed like 10 minutes. And the recovery is scary. I love it, but it's scary. It kind of reminded me of being on Anadrol for those of you that messed around with that shit. That stuff is wicked. You could get strong like overnight. I mean, 50 pounds on a bench press, you could probably get that done in about 2 weeks. Didn't matter where you were in your, how close you were to your athletic potential. Take Adderall. I'm not suggesting that by any means. I say stay the hell away from all that shit. But I'm just trying to tell you, this is how strong I felt today. And the recovery of that, I could have done 320. I could have done three plates, a T-bar rows, and there would have been no difference. Because I went on and did two other exercises. I was like a raging fucking bull today. How does that happen? Well, I'll tell you what. I think that there's something. I'm going to tell you this. Because of the way that I approach my training, and I've mentioned to somebody before, don't make too many changes along the way. And when you make changes, make one change and then give it a bit. So you can, when I say a bit, at least, you know, 10 days, 3 weeks before you can really assess if it's placebo or if it's actually happening. But I got to tell you something. One of the changes that I made here recently, Oxylorum. It's a supplement, natural supplement that builds red blood cells in your body from the kidneys. It's all natural, by the way. None of the stuff that I'm talking about is in any way, shape, or form a synthetic of any kind. Totally natural. It has to do with eggs, but it's producing your liver and kidneys, interacts with your bone marrow to produce stem cells. And it's for people, basically, in this case, that have sickle cell anemia. I don't have that. But what I'm interested about that, just like I'm interested in Viagra, is some of the what it actually does. And then to use it as a tool. And in this case, with the Oxylorum, L-O-R-E-M, it builds red blood cells for those people that have sickle cell anemia, because their body doesn't produce enough red blood cells, which coincides with not having enough oxygen, you know, for the body to exist without constantly laboring. That's the reason why a lot of people that who have sickle cell anemia, they have to have a pump around or something that pumps oxygen into their body. I first learned this with when I did my seminar with Robbie Robinson and one of the gentlemen, or actually two of them that were there, Emmerich and Kurt especially, but Emmerich as well, with the products that he has, legit. But this Oxylorum, so I started taking it, bottom line. Started taking it, and I think this is the reason why I'm all fired up today and giddy. Started taking it, the recommended dosage. And again, you can't overdose on this stuff because it's not toxic. It's all natural. Your body, what this ends up doing is it's a natural EPO. And I can't give you the long name for that EPO, but it's the one that Lance Armstrong was injecting, which is not, again, I want to make sure that we're clear on this. This is in no way, shape, or form any kind of drug at all. Totally natural. Your body produces this EPO. And this is, so what it does is it produces red blood cells and oxygen. When you have more oxygen and you have more red blood cells, this is what the Bulgarians were doing naturally when they went up into elevation, because that's what happened. Your body, it's a natural response to being in elevation because the air gets thin and all of a sudden you don't have the same saturation of red blood cells and oxygen at that level, but your body does start adapting. I know I'm sure a lot of us have been up in elevation, but I've been up in the mountains now in the past few months. And here's what I noticed. Just now I'm talking about how the body adapts to its environment. This is how amazing your body is. When I first went up in elevation, I mean, I'm talking about going from elevation maybe from 4,000 feet to almost 7,000 feet, which is pretty significant. And the way you feel, at least the way I feel in the first day, is like I'm pulling for air. I can feel that. I just don't have that, you know, that that same quality and quantity of air in my body. I can tell it's not, I don't like how it feels. It's weird. But you know what? Within a day, all of a sudden it's like body. It's the first time I was, because it had been a while since I was up in elevation. It took a while. By the third day, I felt, I would say 100%. But as I was going up in the mountains, you know, every month, each time I was going up in that elevation, because my body had already been exposed to that. This is how fantastic your body is. Your immune system goes hand in hand. It took less time for my body to adapt, even to the point where now, towards the end, when I was going up in the mountains, my body would adapt virtually. You know, if we got there in the early afternoon, by the evening, it was already locked and loaded. But it's the natural blood doping is what that is, what I'm trying to talk about. And this is what this oxylorum is. It's natural blood doping. Again, it's not a synthetic, not in any way, shape, or form. But I got to tell you something. And I've always said that a lot of these supplements, most of the supplements in the market, underperform. Oh, they over deliver or over promise and they underperform. That's just the way it is. But there are things that do really work. This is one of the products that really do work. And the way that I can back this up is by telling you they have what's called an oximeter, which is a little contraption that you put on your finger. I'm sure that most of you know what this is. It measures your blood saturation, your heart rate, and one other thing. And so it measures it. So if you want to know, in this case, if you want to know if this is really working, all you have to do is put this oximeter on your finger and test it every day. I like to, you know, talk to a few people throughout the years. And my doctor once told me to stop taking your blood pressure so often, or don't weigh all the time. Well, I think just the exact opposite of that. And I understand why he told me that is because sometimes when you weigh, let's just talk about weighing every day, then you get like all freaked out and it can cause stress, cortisol response, all that. I understand that. But aside from that, I think that's exactly what you have to do. I think that we always have to be educated as to why we need to do something. I think if we let people know that, even those people that get all freaked out, I mean, I had a person one time that was a client that they couldn't even face the scale to see how much they weighed. It affected them. And they were so paranoid and so anxious about doing that. I mean, I had to have her go on the scale backwards and only I knew her weight. She didn't even want to know it. Oh, I think that's a mistake. But I just think if you understand why, a lot of times, I think it's easier to deal with. You got to get down and deal with the truth and the reality of all this stuff, you know, at the end of the day, especially if you're going to be that person who's going to make ongoing results. You got to face that kind of stuff. You know, it's not always pretty. It's not always positive. But guess what? Life isn't. And that's just part of it. But so getting back to what I was saying. So if you want to measure this thing, I say, first of all, weigh every day, just like this oximeter, put it in your finger every day and monitor your blood saturation levels. Okay. So I start with this where I'm taking two pills a day, one in the morning, one at night, oxylorum. Now I'm talking about this natural blood doping, building blood and producing stem cells and all that in your body. And so before I started taking it, I was training. I just wanted to see where my natural levels were. Okay. You see where I'm going with this. Then I started taking two a day. I gave it 21 days. I watched it. I used to train the ranges when your blood saturation is in a good place is when you're 95, the number 95 to, you know, and up. Can be up to 95 to 100, but when it starts getting below 95, like 94 or less, there's an indication that you're not getting enough oxygen to the body. That's what this thing is telling you, which is a major problem. I mean, it's causing major health problems. So once I started taking this, after 21 days, my body started trending at 97, 98. It went up. Okay, so now, because I'm so suspicious and skeptical, I'm thinking, okay, maybe it's placebo, because placebo is very powerful. And I know that our government's trying to, you know, eliminate the placebo effect, which I think is a mistake. I think I know why the government's doing it. It's for not the altruistic reasons or purposes for in this case. I think the placebo effect is important. I just think that what you have to do is get through that process, through that placebo effect. And that's the reason why I usually give, you know, usually 21 days to get through all that. Because, you know, sometimes when you take something, all of a sudden it's like, ooh, I feel different. And look, the bottom line is that you do feel different, but I actually like to see it in lab work. So I know that it actually is congruent with how I'm feeling. Not only do I feel different, I see it right there, 97, 98. In my blood oxygen, it was trending, has been. So out of curiosity, because, you know, dosages, you got to learn what dosage works for you. You can't, there's a dosage on the back of these bottles. It's suggested, recommended, and that may or may not work for you. The only way you can find out is to, in my opinion, the strategy is take the recommended dosage, because on the supplements and aspirin, whatever it is, that's a pretty conservative dose for good reasons, because human nature, they have this, well, if they say recommended is better than tripling, taking 1,000 milligrams over what they say will be better. That's not always the case. It can be dangerous. So I don't recommend that. But I suggest that you take the lowest dose, the recommended dose, and just try it. You see, this is a process, and you have to get away from that immediate, I want something like that shiny object syndrome. I want to try this, and I want immediate response and immediate effect. And, you know, it'd be nice if we could get, if that would actually work. It doesn't work that way, okay? And you're not going to ever get really solid results and qualified results if you keep taking that approach. It'll always be a yo-yo effect. You won't know what the hell's working. So it's a process. And okay, so I started taking two a day, one morning, one at night. All of a sudden, I started trending up. So what I decided to do, and the only thing I did, is I took, now I've been taking two a day. And I got to tell you something. My oximeter reading is trending upward. I, last night at my house, because I know my, again, I measure throughout the day, three times a day. And I've never hit 99, the number 99. Yesterday I did, and in my morning I hit 99. I'm starting to trend upward. When I, you know, you have to have ways to measure the things that you're doing that are objective. When I saw that last night, I'm thinking, okay, something's going on here. And then it just so happens, because I've been around long enough to, I understand placebo, and I don't get all tight wound up in that. I don't get caught up in that, because I realize it's probably placebo. So I don't have any expectation. But this morning was very unusual. I've had this feeling since I've been on this product, by the way. I've had this feeling of well-being, giddiness, and recovery, feeling stronger. Overall, my lifts have gone up. Overall, I am recovering faster. I know that. But today was one of those days. It was just like, OMG. And this is my initial response. It felt like I was on drugs, legitimate drugs. I just could have kept doing more and more. This is when it gets tricky, especially for a guy like me. I don't need to get wild out there, and because I could have. I don't want to do that to myself again. That's not my stated goal, is not to train at that level like I did before to get on stage. I don't want to do that. As much as I love that, that's not my stated goal. Anyway, so, you know, today was one of those, dear diary, I felt like I was on drugs, and it was awesome. And I just thought I'd share that with you. You know, I thought about today. I felt so good today. And unfortunately, somebody that I went to school with, I just found out that they died. And it was a slow death and a withering death. And that's bugged the crap out of me, thinking that, you know, especially when you start getting a little bit older, this shit starts getting real. I mean, we're not going to get, well, I mean, as good as I'm feeling right now, and as young as I feel, you know, boy, hopefully this all extends the quality of my life. And I think that it will. But, you know, if I had to choose between dying a slow, withering, sad death, I'd rather go out on top like today. And I think I'm quoting a warrior when I say, the way that I feel today is a good day to die. I hope it doesn't happen, but I'd rather, in those two examples, I'd rather go out in a blaze of fucking glory and feel this fucking good. Had the, one of the best workouts I've ever had. Felt like I was on drugs. Shit, why not? As we're switching little topics here, I just want to keep reminding you all that, you know, it's important to have a creed. It can be the Serious Growth Creed, but have something that keeps you centered, keeps you on the path. Life is just full of bullshit at times that just, all it does is try, it just keeps knocking, you know, it's like having people on the side of the road with gloves. You're running down the side of the road and you got these people just that are punching you from both sides, just trying to knock you off that path. So difficult to stay on that path, you know, because the reason I'm bringing this up is because, you know, as it relates to training and, you know, staying on that path, if you're that person, because training for me is a religion. It's everything to me. It starts there with me as far as I have to do this in, you know, every single day. It's my meditation. It's everything. It's what keeps me sane. And even with all that being said, there's all this shit from the outside that's making you insane. It's making us all insane. And we have to keep coming up with tools. And that's what the creed is. It's a tool that you use to help, just to make you pause and say, okay, wait a minute. I'm going to question everything. Question everything. Why are you doing a certain thing? And you have to do that, not just occasionally, but constantly. Especially if you're that person that's trying to achieve something. And then the thing that I've been in this stuff that I'm listening to, the philosophy of this, it's like we have to be at some point without feeling like we're settling or compensating, is that we really have to feel content with where we're at. I think that's really important. The trick for me is, because initially when I hear that, it's like, okay, content. Does that mean I have to settle? No, it doesn't, actually. But it's the difference between focusing on things. Focusing, what I would say, the things that are the right things that keep you living, living your life in congruency with what you believe. Maybe that's the best way to put that. I don't think most of us do that. And I think for the ones that do, I think it's very temporary because it's not easy, you know? Just like it's not easy being in the gym or going to the gym every day and getting an outrageous fucking great workout, because most of them are not that. I don't get this type of workout that I mentioned earlier on in the show. I don't get that very often, although I've been getting it more often, because that proves to you that you can tweak certain things, nuance, subtle changes that can make a difference. That's kind of the good news to that. But overall, you know, when you factor the, you know, what's going on in everyday life and all that bullshit that goes on, because a lot of it is just bullshit and it's just going to be there because that's life. Fuck. It's just not easy, not meant to be. No one said it was going to be. No one said that you weren't going to be scared out of your fucking mind. No one said that. And so for me, it's like I ask myself, well, do I want to live the life where I don't ever worry and everything is safe? And, you know, because sometimes you think, God, fuck, if I just had more money, or if I just didn't have all this and I, you know, I would be happy. If I had more shit, I'd be happy. No, that's actually not true. And I would tell you that I would I was that person before that I thought maybe that'll solve that problem. If I just make this much more money, I'll be happy. No, it's a good notion. That doesn't mean that it doesn't offer you more options, having more money and having good health. Nothing wrong with that. But I think at the core of this, I think you just really have to be content with who you are and where you're at. And if you're not, then just keep making adjustments. But I guess what I'm saying is just don't let all this shit overwhelm you. Let the big picture go. Because this kind of happens, trying to correlate everyday life with the stuff that goes on with, you know, making it, you know, macro or what's that called? They are compartmentalizing things, you know, to make it more efficient. And when you keep bringing it back to that, compartmentalize your life, you know, work when you're trying to better yourself with training, compartmentalize the situation. Because what happens is, how many of us have gotten overwhelmed by the situation that we're in life? I was overwhelmed when I was 80 pounds overweight, when I got fat as fuck, because I was, you know, it was a point in my life where everything was going wrong. I was getting my shit packed every day. The hits just kept on coming, baby. At the end of the day, it built a stronger version of myself. But I'm going to tell you something, you know, awful. So the way to deal with that, big picture in that case, if you're that person like I was, where I was 80 pounds and I was a fat fuck, is the thought at that moment, I'm thinking about that right now as I'm talking on this show. I remember that. It was shocking. I had to have a wake-up call. My wake-up call is I walked by a car window and I saw the reflection of me. And for a moment, I thought, who the fuck is, oh, that's me. That fat piece of shit is me. Okay, so that unstuck my eyes. You know, in baseball, sometimes when we're watching the game, we used to yell on the ump when he was missing balls and strikes. And we'd say, shake your fucking head. We didn't say F word. We were nice about it. Shake your head. Your eyes are stuck. That's kind of like what we get into. We get stuck. You get to the point where you can't see 2 inches outside that tunnel that you're in, right? And I thought, oh my God. The stated goal is I want to get in bed a way better shape. I want to lose all this weight. But the thought of losing 80 fucking pounds or something close to that, that's overwhelming. That'll stop most people in their tracks. Hell, I thought about it for a while. I thought, shit, I'd just get on drugs and medicate, not feel that. That's not the answer, unless that's what you want it to be. But for those that really, listen, you got to be honest with yourself. You got to look in a mirror and don't have anybody around, just you in that mirror. And you got to have a level, the truth. You have to have a little truth, a little come to Jesus moment if you're into that, in that mirror. And you got to say, do you really want to do this at the end of the day? Do you really have what it takes to do this? Don't fuck with yourself right there. Nobody's listening. Nobody's watching. It's just you in the mirror right there. Be brutally honest with yourself. And look, if you're not ready to deal with it at that moment, I'm not saying that's for forever. It's just right there. You're just not ready to deal with it. You're just not ready. Especially if you're really serious about making some really important long-term changes. I know this shit. This is part of a benefit of getting old and as old as I am. When you start living more of this life, you start understanding this shit. The good news is it's temporary. The bad news is, in some cases, all this shit's temporary, like getting in the best shape of your life. Unfortunately, it's just temporary. It's a temporary state, but that's good and bad. Because like I said, when you go in there that day and you say, you know what? You're a piece of shit. You're weak. You're feckless. Get the fuck out of my sight. It's okay to say that, but don't just keep saying that if you really want to make a change. It's just that you're not ready right there. Okay, shift the perspective. change, let go of the big picture. You know that you want to get in a certain shape. Let go of that shit. If you really mean that. And then I'll start working on the small picture, the small stuff. Take those little baby. It's time for you to build your own discipline. Because what it really comes down to is at the end of the day, I can tell you exactly what to fucking do. But if you don't want to do it yourself at the end of the day, when I'm gone as your, your personal trainer, your mentor, your coach, when I'm gone, you know, that's what's wrong with these goddamn quick fix exercise, nutrition programs, Jenny Craig's and those lots. When I'm gone, 8 months down the road, you're going to be fucked. That's not being negative. That's being truthful. Truth hurts, but it's temporary, man. Think of it that way. And when you're able to just finally take those small steps, why don't you just try doing it, you know, based on physiology and based on the way your mind works, just take something that's small, realize that it's a long process. And if you can't even answer and go there, don't get involved in that shit. You're just fucking with yourself. You're setting yourself up for even more disappointment. Can you do something for 3 weeks? You can't. Can you do something for 2 weeks straight? Can you do something for 1 week? I don't give a fuck what you pick. Pick it. Do it. Do 1 week for 3 weeks of something that's a regimen, something that's going to make a difference to your needs, to your goals. You did it? Celebrate that shit. Celebrate that little shit. I learned this when I had my strokes. That fucking bullshit was awful. And what I learned is celebrating the little breakthroughs that I was getting. Tiny breakthroughs that nobody else knew about, like a motor skill movement or something. All of a sudden, I could do something. I could write my fucking name. Celebrate that shit is the point. Celebrate the small stuff. You did it. Okay, that's enough. You don't loathe and bathe in it. And you know, all of a sudden, you're like me, you're getting y'all giddy because you made a week good. Good for you. Pat yourself on the back. Okay, focus. Let's do it again. That's the process that you have to have. I don't care what you're trying to accomplish. It can be training. It can be like I'm working right now, to be honest with you, I don't understand why I'm filled with so much hatred and frustration at times. It doesn't even make any sense. It really doesn't. And yet I think it's a part of who I am. And it's up to me to learn how to channel that bullshit and make it something that's positive. Because you can. It's not positive when your rage turns into something where you hurt somebody, for example, or worse than that. But I think, look, it's there. I don't think that I've been angry and frustrated, I think, for quite some time. And there's just a part of me that just is who I am. I got to deal with that and make it work for me. And I am. But it's shifting my perspective of things. It's my how I'm judging and what kind of values that I'm giving certain things. You'll be surprised. And it sounds, maybe for those of you who are real skeptics, maybe it sounds like voodoo or, you know, this bullshit magic. It's not. It actually really works. It won't work if you're closed-minded, for fuck's sake. I'm closed-minded at times. But at some point, you have to open up a little bit. And I think that the reason I don't open up, maybe this is that happens the same with people, is the reason I don't open up is because ultimately I'm afraid to be vulnerable. I'm afraid that I'm going to fail, maybe, or something. I'm afraid because I don't trust people just by my own nature. And yet you got to be able to trust people when it comes right down to it. You have to be smarter. You know, take responsibility for yourself and say, I got to have to do a better job of qualifying that person. And quit saying I just, across the board, I don't trust anybody. It might be a natural kind of the way I am to my approach. It's a defense mechanism. It's okay. Nothing wrong with that. So as we're concluding here, you know, what I like doing is I really still love training. And I think about the things I love doing that I want to do. I love training, which is a dynamic in itself, because you know something, when I go into the gym, I don't love it. I hate it. But it's so, love is, I heard one time, love is that close to hate. That fucking close. Look how close that is. There is like no like space. It's that close. So I'm not saying that I love it when I go there. I love the what it feels like afterwards, because you know you get that runner's high endorphin kick. I love that shit. I fucking hate when I do my training. And yet, as much as I hate that, I wouldn't want to have any other way to achieve that result of feeling giddy and getting that endorphin kick. I want to do that. I don't want somebody else. If I could pay somebody else, if I had enough money to pay you to go do a workout and I got the exact effect that I'm getting right now, I wouldn't be happy. There's something to be said about obstacles being in your way. Think of it. All I'm doing is looking at it from a different perspective. I'm giving it a different value. You got to be real. It's like, you know what? I know even if I paid you money to go get that workout and I would get the exact same effect that I got today and many other days, I wouldn't be happy. I have to be willing to tear down that obstacle. It does so much good for you. All this stuff is just really based on, as I'm exiting you, serious growthers, you maybe newbies are coming on. You just got to keep willing to hang in there, stay in the game, and live your life in congruent with what you, how you're feeling and what you want or need. And I can tell you that as I'm going along here, I'm finding out that just like in training, less is more. I don't need half the shit that I have. I really don't. I wanted it. And all it turned me into is a fucking junkie. And that's okay too. But, you know, it's like, if I don't worry about who has what, if I just worry about being content, live my life in harmony with what my stated goals are and where I want to go, I think I'm feeling happier. Maybe it's not that fucking EPO, that natural EPO, that supplement that I'm taking. I think that it does have a lot to do with how I'm feeling today, but it also has a lot to do with how I'm thinking and how I'm navigating now through this life. So the good news is, before I go, how cool is that? You get another shot tomorrow and the day after, providing that you're of sound of mind and you're upright. How cool is that? Till next time, get some smart, serious growth.
Thanks for listening to the Serious Growth Podcast. For more episodes like the one you just listened to, subscribe to us on your mobile podcast app and leave us a review. If you'd like to reach out, you can find us online at seriousgrowth.com. Until next time, train smart and train hard.